Grace, well, we talked that you're from Texas.
Yes.
And I say, it seems like I keep meeting a lot of talented people.
It's a great state, big state. Big state.
And it hasn't been that long since you graduated from Columbia?
That's right, yeah, I graduated in 2006.
In what, communications or?
Political science, actually.
Political science?
Yes. Because I always knew that I wanted to go to college for something academic. For me, what was important was going to a good school that was in either New York or LA, because I was like, I want to study something academic, but I want to be able to do internships and do comedy stuff on the side, and then ultimately make the big decision about which to kind of pursue after I graduate. The second that I got to Columbia, I was like, I would just want to do comedy. So political science was fun, and I'm so happy that I learned all that, because in many ways, being on like The Daily Show, what Jon Stewart does, is which is the culmination of both comedy and politics, that would be the dream for me.
Which politics is quite funny too.
Yes, absolutely. I don't think there's a funnier subject than politics, especially in an election year.
So that's part of the ambition you had growing up in, is it Houston?
Houston's where I'm from, yes. And so then I moved to Manhattan when I was 18.
Oh wow, Manhattan at 18.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty cool.
Huge culture shock.
Oh, yeah.
But I was so ready. I hated Texas up until that point. I was like, God, get me out of here. What's the furthest possible place? And then, of course, the second that I lived in New York, I was like, oh, I miss Texas. There's things I love about it. But it took me leaving to figure that out.
And then you were part of the NBC Writers on the Verge program?
Yeah, actually. So NBC is, I am so grateful to NBC for giving me my start. When I was a senior at Columbia, my first internship was with NBC. And then that sort of transitioned into my first job as a page. You know, Kenneth the Page from 30 Rock? That was me. I was Grace the Page. And I was as enthusiastic. I was so enthusiastic, and I gave those tours with so much fortitude that I actually lost my voice and had to go to an ear, nose, throat doctor who was like, you are in danger of getting nodules on your vocal cords because you talk too loudly so much. And I don't think that I use my diaphragm properly. Is that something you can learn? Because I should. Now would be the time. But I love being a page. And then that transitioned into my first job working for Conan. And I was an assistant at Conan right afterwards. But it was there that I really learned that in the world of comedy, writing specifically is what I wanted to do. And then through that program, or through that job and being at NBC, I learned about the Writers on the Verge program. So that was a big deal because it moved me out from New York to LA. I've been in New York for 6 years at that point.
Oh, you've been here for 6 years? Oh, okay. You've been here much longer than
me. I've been in LA for 3.5, but I was in New York for 6, including college. So.
So you're performing,
mm-hmm.
you have writing credits, mm-hmm. you've done a few little things in film.
Yes.
Did you just finish something or you're
working Yes. There's a project called Farrah Goes Bang that a couple lovely ladies who I actually know from my time in college, Laura Good and Mir Menon, they wrote and conceived this project and had written a part for me from the beginning. So when they decided to shoot it, they cast me in it, and it was an amazing experience. What I love most about it, not only is it a very smart movie, but it is female driven. So female writers, female director, female cast. And there's a lot of discussion, I think, now about women in comedy. And I think that that's extending to all corners of the industry. Not just like the bigger grand scale shows like Girls that end up on HBO or like huge multi-million dollar features, but also even smaller independent films.
I want to see you do a Girls with a Latina twist.
Well, this is my pilot at MTV. Hopefully will be that.
Oh, de veras?
Yes. That's what we're shooting for.
Can you tell me a little about that?
Yes. Okay, so a few months ago, I sold my first pilot to MTV, currently titled The Untitled Grace Parra Project, which tells you all you need to know about it. The basic premise is it's about a sassy Latina who grows up in Texas and goes to NYU, and she gets her first job right out of college, and within a day she loses her job, has no money, and is forced to move back in with her eccentric Mexican family to El Paso. So in many ways it is like that coming home story that all young adults desperately want to avoid, but in this economy and in this era of economic uncertainty, a lot more young adults are doing that. It's almost inevitable nowadays. I think I sold it around November, so I've been working on it since then. And we're in the drafting process right now. We just attached showrunners to it, Amy Raritan and Jessica O'Toole. So they've come on to shepherd me through the drafting process. And Jennifer Lopez's company is producing it. They have been just absolute dreams. I've worked with some really awesome executives in the television world, but no duo quite as smart and as caring and with notes as on point as Simon and Brian at New Eureka.
Doing your live performances. Is that where you test out all this
stuff? Oh, yeah, actually. So the show that I just did, Sister Act 3, a one-woman rap comedy, I actually did a workshop of about 2 months ago, I would say. It's really nice being in the writing community because you have people who are doing all sorts of different projects, and inevitably a lot of your friends are also very good at comedy and not only good performers themselves but also writers. So I held like an informal workshop and I gathered a bunch of my friends, probably about 10 writer friends, to come and see the performance and give me notes and give me criticism and feedback and ideas. And the show just went from what I think was like a fine concept into something that was so much better because of their help. Was not just me at all, it was not just me. But that's like the best thing that you learn in a writer's room is that it's so collaborative in nature. So even though what I did was a solo show, it was important to me to not restrict it to my own writing perspective and to get as many different comedic perspectives as possible.
What compelled you to name it Sister Act 3?
Okay, well, I'll tell you this. I've been wanting to do a solo show, a one-woman show, for a really long time. And I was always like, I'll do it when the time is right, I'll do it when the idea is right. But in recent years, I'd say like the past year and a half or so, maybe even more, the main thing that I wanted to showcase in a one-woman show was not so much plot or character, but was rapping. Because I'm, don't know if you know this, but I'm an exceptional rapper. In fact, it's listed on my resume, Grace Parr, exceptional rapper, which may be my next solo show. So I was like, what can I do where I can just rap very, like, aggressively? Because it's so, you don't see that often, not in comedy shows. I thought it would be a funny...
And you are fast.
It's weird. It's very weird. You know, I can't have caffeine because I'm too, like, sort of naturally wired. So if I were to have caffeine before a rap concert, it would be indecipherable.
Where did that come from?
I don't know. All I know is, like, there's one thing that I loved about Texas and that I love about LA that I didn't get in New York, and that is driving. I drive a lot on my own, obviously you have to. But in the car, I've grown up listening to a lot of rap music. So, like, in Houston, the second that I turned 16 and I was driving around with my friends, I was just listening to rap a lot. And I just naturally, like, I like that it's sort of weirdly aggressive and you don't expect, like, a happy, sunshiny Grace Parra to be rapping these lyrics. So I think, like, I've had a lot of years of practice just rapping in my car by myself. And then eventually sort of extended to, like, rapping for friends. And they were like, actually, that's, like, not bad. You're actually kind of good at it. And I was like, really, am I? So what was also cool about rap is not only that it's like, a way to showcase the fact that I naturally talk very quickly, but also... lyrics, like, nowadays you can't have bad lyrics and be a good rapper because the standard is so high. I look at someone like Donald Glover, Childish Gambino, who is in many ways my idol. Like, he is not only written for television, he's acting on a show, and he's got this amazing rap career, but it's because he's got experience writing, the lyrics are so good. So rap is not only about speaking really quickly and rhythmically, but it's also like, how can I make lyrics really funny and really engaging and witty as well? So it's a fun culmination of a lot of different interests of mine. Actually, I have the entire show online as well, the Sister Act show.
So with all the stuff you're doing, I mean, you're doing a lot of stuff. But are you going to continue doing your web stuff?
Definitely, yeah. Power of Your World and Grace Parra 360.
Really late morning show.
Yes. The Really Late Morning Show is a live show that I do with one of my oldest and best friends, Paul Wright, who is also a comedy performer out here in LA. And we've been doing it for about 3 years now. So we took a little bit of a hiatus because I wanted to focus on the solo show. But yeah, I definitely have plans to come back to that. As much as I love performing and rapping and acting, hosting is really what I'd love to do. To be the female Conan one day is a dream.
We only have Ellen.
Yes. I know. Well, we do have Chelsea. How do you feel about Chelsea?
I can take her sometimes. Other times I can't.
Yeah, I know. And as Latinos as well, we only had George Lopez, but we have yet to have a female break into that world.
Yes. So I think you answered what attracted you to the web.
It's the immediacy, for sure. Television comparatively is more immediate than film. With film, you work so many months and years on one script, take so many months and years to film and then edit that script. For me, I like the immediacy of comedy because comedy really is about content and fast output of material, which is something I learned at Conan. What I admire so much about late night shows is that every night there's a new show. There's no time to get upset about a joke that didn't do well or a bit that didn't do well. It's just like, you know what, didn't do well, you move on. And that's what I like so much about the web, even more so than television. With television, you spend quite a bit of time working on one script for that week's episode. But with the web stuff, you know, something you put up online, if you have the budget to do something that's really huge and fantastic, then you can spend a lot of time doing it. But if you don't, then I think that it's more about the best quality that you can put out in a limited amount of time. I love doing live performances, and I feel like being able to maintain my chops as a live performer is going to continue to be very important for my career down the road. But maintaining a web identity is maybe more important than anything, because, like, you know, you saw the show, there was a great crowd. I think we were basically sold out, but that's still only, like, you know, maybe 100 people max in Los Angeles. But on the web, you can put one video out and then more people are accessible.
One of the things I kind of noticed, there were a lot non-Latinos there.
Yes, that's very true. I think that that's more a reflection of the fact that I weirdly don't have a lot of Hispanic friends out here in LA. I have a few, but okay, thank you. This is why I brought you here today, to ask you on more friend dates. And I think it's a product of having come from New York, maybe, or I don't know. Like, but I noticed that, like, there aren't that many Hispanics in comedy to begin with.
And women that are really, really funny.
Yes. I mean, yeah.
When you were rapping. And you said the word makeup.
Yes.
I kind of went,
is that okay? I know. I've had, that's.
I think it's the way you said it.
That made it okay or not okay?
It was fine.
See, I think this is my, how I feel about that word in particular. I'm just reiterating what the rappers do. And I also feel like to be so scared of it is just to perpetuate the negativity behind it. It's like, you know, 14-year-old white boys all over the middle of the country say it too. So why shouldn't a 28-year-old Latina rapper who's like a comedy girl? I think what's funny about it is that it's unexpected coming from me, and that the fact that I'm saying it with conviction, like I mean to be saying it, or that I belong saying it when I don't mean to be.
You owned it.
I did own it, yeah. But it was definitely my character. I think that Grace herself would maybe have more of an issue saying it. Grace says Guadalupe the Loop Rivero is more fun with it.
Oh, yeah. You're Guadalupe.
Guadalupe. Guadalupe. Which is named after the Guadalupe River, Guadalupe Rivera.
Yeah.
Which, of course, is in Texas where I'm from, so all comes full circle.
Oh, so I gather it's a combination then. So part of you being Latina, mm-hmm. and your experiences in New York, mm-hmm. now in LA, mm-hmm. influences your writing.
Definitely. Oh, so much. Yeah, I mean, this is not only the first solo show and the first rap show that I've done, but it is definitely the first one that sort of focused on being Latina. For example, there are whole scenes that are in just Spanish and in subtitles in the show, which I wanted to do as well because it's a challenge for me. You'll notice because I don't have that many Hispanic friends here in LA, I don't speak Spanish as much as I wish I did. So for me to be able to write in Spanish and then to perform in Spanish is a way for me to practice and a way for me to keep in touch with that side of me. And to me, like being able to tell a joke in Spanish is so much more gratifying than a joke in English. Because in English, you can just say, dick or penis, and like people laugh. But in Spanish, it like requires a little bit more thought.
Apparently, you had a little scuffle or something with.
Oh my god. Okay, I was at this bar. It was so dumb. It was not a scuffle. I was at a bar with friends. It was a bar in West Hollywood. I'll leave it unnamed because I actually like it a lot. But it was one of those nights where like I like ended up being the DD for the night, and like, which is kind of, it's fine. You have to do it sometimes. But like all my friends were having a lot more like, oh, we're getting drunk and having fun, whatever. So we go to this bar, and the first thing I say is like, oh, I'm gonna go to the bathroom. So I walk in the bathroom and I walk out, and one of my lady friends is talking to a really cute guy. And then the cute guy has a friend who would be categorized as the less cute of the two. So he sees me walk out and he's immediately like sort of talking to me, but he is so drunk and so aggressive, and his technique to flirt with me is rather than like, hey, what's up, baby, let's talk about stuff, is like, you look like you have a bad attitude. And he was going on and he was saying the most drunken negative things. It was hard not to laugh because the guy was clear, so drunk. But as I tweeted to a few of my friends, it was the closest I've ever come to throwing a drink in a guy's face. I actually asked him, are you flirting with me or are you trying to make me feel bad about myself? And he was like, I don't know. And I was like, you probably are not used to a girl actually calling you out on your bullshit, which I will do because I don't care how drunk you are. It is not okay for you to talk like that to a lady. So, and then I was just like, ladies, we're leaving. So then like Destiny's Child, we just walked out of the bar and then left. I wish I'd gotten an actual scuffle though. That'd be so much more fun to talk about.
With all these things that you're doing, what you have next in the short terms?
Well, the priority right now, the two priorities are my pilot at MTV, mm-hmm. which I'm so excited, so excited about. And I'll be drafting it for the next month or so, we'll see. And I'm not sure exactly how many weeks. And then they will make a decision about whether or not they want to shoot it. So that is priority. All my attention is being focused on that because I want to make it as good a project as possible and something that will really fit the MTV demographic. I think that they're doing so well in the scripted department with mm-hmm. Awkward is an amazing show. Mm-hmm. I just want my pants back. back really a lot as well, just was canceled, but their female protagonists and female characters are so strong. Yeah. I think it's time for the Latina one, so I'm very hopeful, and we'll see. And then my goal with Sister Act 3 is to continue performing it as well, and I would like to perform it at the Upright Citizens Brigade and hopefully get a run there or somewhere else so I can perform it multiple times here in LA. And then also I'm submitting it to different comedy festivals. So I just submitted to Toronto, and there's New York festivals and Chicago festivals in the coming months.
Have you contacted Whoopi?
I have not, but I'm thinking I should tweet at her.
You should.
How do you think she would feel about this show?
I have no idea. She might like it.
She might like it. I probably should contact her, shouldn't I?
You're getting older.
Yes, I am. But then at 30, it stops, right? That's when you start reversing the clock?
No, not really.
Oh, no.
5 years, 10 years.
Oh, okay.
You can pick. 5 years from now, or 10 years from now.
Let's see. Okay, I could do both for you, actually, in an ideal world. 5 years from now, I would like to be writing and acting on a television sitcom. Like what Mindy Kaling does for The Office. And now she's her own now, but for a while she was writing and acting in The Office. And that, to me, is what I would love to be doing in 5 years. And then in 10 years, I would like to be hosting my own late-night talk show, a la Conan.
Grace! Gracias!
Oh, thank you! Thank you so much!